Hi.
Welcome to prison. I'm Steven.
Oh, don't be scared. I'm not gonna hurt you. First time? Yeah.
You just need to know some ins and outs and you'll be fine. Hey, let me show you around. Law library. I pretty much live here.
Don't really have anybody on the outside except for my ex-wife and my kids, so I hunker down here, learn everything there is to know about the law. Ask me anything. See him? Over there? Him? Anything you want from the outside, he's the guy. Candy, cigarettes, drugs, whatever. He's the guy. Just keep in mind, it's gonna cost you a lot of money. Or you could suck his dick. Your choice.
You're gonna catch a beating any day now. That's just the way it is. I lost 3 teeth, cracked a vertebrae. Anyway, all you gotta do is fight back. Win or lose, just fight back. Or you could try to suck the guy's dick. Your choice.
Letters, magazines, shit like that, it all goes through unmolested. But if grandma sends you cookies, corn or brownies or whatever, you're gonna have to pay for it if you want to get it. $5 per item, or you can suck my dick.
It's your choice. Anyway, that's the whole shebang. You'll do great, don't worry. And if you need anything at all, you just ask me, all right?
So, do I need to suck your dick?
That'd be great.
Giggle out of you. Good lord.
No.
I thought that was a solid intro. And then I told you it was Jim Carrey saying all that, and you're like, that makes it less funny.
Yeah.
I don't like Jim Carrey so much, but...
Yeah, I can't encourage him.
Did you like him in anything ever?
I mean, I guess Truman Show wasn't that bad.
Really?
Like, it was middle of the road, so...
I'm not
I'm
a big
okay
fan
that.
Of that one. But what about Dumb and Dumber?
No.
Oh, really?
Really.
You didn't like the movie, period, or you just didn't like Jim Carrey?
I don't even think I ever bothered to watch it. Let's put it that way. I did see the first Ace Ventura, and I was in high school at the time, and I found it embarrassing, actually.
It was a little bit.
It's just embarrassing for everybody.
A little bit. I'm
embarrassing for the cast, the crew, the director, the audience.
It had its moments.
It's one of those things where everybody just looks around the room and pretends it didn't happen.
You didn't like the singing ass to tone Luke?
No.
Okay, then. I'll make sure I have a Buster Keaton clip
My
for
rectum
you next time.
Sings its own yeah. songs.
Oh, no. No, you're a girl. It doesn't work that way. Welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today, the lovely Kate Myers. Is there an S on the end of it?
I'm not telling.
It's Kate Meyer or Kate Myers, one of the two. We're here doing this live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. Show archives. What? What are you looking at me for?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
It looked like my voice
Nothing.
Cracked or something.
No. No, nothing.
Did I...
Radio Fairfax.
Oh, God. Radio Fairfax. There. Forgot our branding. Radio Fairfax. Show website, inpapasbasement.com. My God.
I don't know why I find that so hilarious. Probably because it's Fairfax. Because it's like Radio New York.
It's like saying Radio yeah. Kalamazoo.
Yeah, exactly.
It's utterly
Except
without
even less
weight.
Fun.
Yeah.
Radio Columbus even would be better.
Oh, yeah. Columbus is not the smallest city on Earth. Fairfax is just a toilet.
Radio Fairfax. Radio Hamptons.
Oh, my God. We ran out. By the way, your gypsy earrings are jingling like
I
a
know.
Mo.
I knew you'd love this.
Oh, my God.
That's
it's like
awesome.
Listening to a cat stalk a bird's nest.
I got those on, too.
Oh, just this once. Just this once. Please, never in the studio again. If you want to get a hold of Kate and see her with her jangling gypsy jewelry, and you need to change your picture, actually. It's been forever the same thing on Twitter, although I guess...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say
I'm sorry I
me.
Haven't changed it to my boobs yet.
Please. Please, thank you for reading between those lines. But if you want to get a hold of the boobless pictured Kate on Twitter, it's at Atomic Kate, two C's in the middle. I am at Papa's Basement. You can tweet me during the show. And if you had Kate's cell phone number, you could text her or you could watch her knit.
Why would you want to text me?
I don't know. We want fan interaction. We want to encourage that.
You want to tell them how I answered the phone when you called me?
Well,
that's
yeah.
not the kind of interaction you want to encourage.
I was checking where you were at 2:58.
Yeah, well, you know,
so.
I'm running late because my back has been hurting for almost a week straight now, and I'm pretty cranky. I'm pretty cranky right
this.
Now.
What is wrong with your back?
I pulled something or something. It's not the worst pain I've ever endured, but it's pretty constant, and it's annoying. It's less painful than it is annoying. As a constant pain, and that puts me in a really bad mood because I enjoy pain more than I enjoy annoying.
I wish you had told me that because I've squirreled away tons of painkillers from when friends have had their wisdom teeth yanked and stuff like that. And in terms of like the hierarchy of what I want to do in life, getting you hooked on drugs and then watching your spiral and eventually I guess your arm would get amputated and you'd end up in a southern prison.
You know, the funny thing is I don't really have an addictive personality. So like I can drink, I can smoke, but then I just stop when I'm done. So I don't know if I would become addicted to painkillers.
Okay.
I do know morphine was a lot of fun when I was on
yeah.
it, but
I've never
I don't know if I would keep it up.
I don't like morphine.
Well,
it's
but
up
I don't
there.
Know if I would keep it up because I have this like innate desire to be productive and do things
mm-hmm.
and drug use and other things tend to
be doing a drug counts as something.
As doing something,
yeah.
right? Yeah. So I'm gonna take these off for you. I'm taking
Thank
my
you.
Earrings off.
Thank you.
Because they are really jangly.
They really are. I know. You thought it was funny at first and then you're like, okay.
I knew right. driving here too, because every bump I hit it's ching. Yeah, I only had them on because I have to go to a show after this, and usually when you're playing a rock show, nobody notices if your earrings are jangling. So.
Why wouldn't they? You have a mic right in front of you. You're the singer.
But you can't hear over the squealing guitars, so it doesn't matter.
All right. Where is your show tonight? Give it a plug.
The show tonight's at Paradiso. Don't even ask me. It's like an Italian restaurant. I don't know, but this is some
okay.
kind of
okay.
cover. The cover band is like heavy, kind of, so...
You're playing Olive Garden.
I really am, yes. I want to point out I am only filling in for this band.
Will you be paid in meatballs?
I sincerely hope so.
Okay, just checking.
A big bag of meatballs
just
to take
checking.
Home.
And before we move on to the meat of the show, the crux, pardon that horrible meat pun there, what is your shirt logo?
It's just a skull.
But is it representative of anything? Because I've
no.
seen that design of skull, like kind of... A chick I used to fool around with in the day used to have that shirt, and she had a great rack. So that's like burned in my head. And then not 2 weeks ago...
It looks different when it's not distorted by the enormous
well,
boobs.
No. I saw a gigantic sloppy pig in the same shirt, and it just destroyed every great memory I've ever had. It's like the Phoebe Cates scene in the red bikini at Fast Times.
Mm-hmm.
And then didn't Jimmy Kimmel recreate that years later? And you're like, I will never masturbate to that again.
As far as I know, it's just a skull. I got
just
it on the
skull
clearance
shirt.
Rack at Target. So
it's a Target shirt.
Yeah,
okay.
pretty much.
So it's just a random Target
design. I needed some kind of generic, because I don't generally believe in wearing shirts with band names on them when I'm actually performing in a band. Like, I'm not totally against it, but I generally don't do it because I think it's actually kind of...
Well, you know the worst is when you wear the band shirt of the
show.
Oh,
well, that would be... Actually, I would find that really amusing because the bands I'm in are not big, you know?
Okay.
So it's not like Cinderella wearing a Cinderella shirt, you know?
Is it better or worse when the guys in the actual band wear their shirt? Like, was it Joe Elliott? From Def Leppard in like every video from Hysteria is in a Joe Elliott.
See, that's
Def
bad.
Leppard
that's bad because they're popular and they're making videos, right? But if I'm an Abrio and I'm wearing an Abrio shirt,
yeah.
that's just kind of funny and weird because
we
don't really have shirts out. Like,
yeah.
We don't have things for
Everyone
people to
knows
buy.
You'd end the set like, hey, if you want one of these things, I'm just selling them
yeah,
out,
out
of my
the back
trunk
of the trunk.
In the back.
Yeah.
No one boot my car.
No, so I try not to wear like other band shirts just on a, you know, I like try to wear generic things, and particularly for cover bands, because I
and you're
to
a
me,
rock band
it's, like,
it's a skull, so it works.
Yeah, I mean, if I wear a band like I'm influenced by, then it's kind of poser-ish to me. Yeah, yeah. So
Velvet Underground banana shirt.
Right, because I'm that cool. Yeah. I listen to Velvet Underground. Can't you hear it in my music? No, you're a loser. So there you go. So it's just a generic, and I tried to make them really cheap because I tend to get a lot of drinks spilled on me. Mm-hmm. And a lot of grubby paws and things
do
like
that. Is that their move with you?
No, it's not on purpose.
Works,
it's just
I'll
drunk
do
people.
It.
No,
I'll just get a water, though. I'll be cheap about it. No. And I'll be like, oh!
No, it's just drunk people in general. So if the
Let
bar's
me take
crowded,
my napkin to those erect nipples.
I mean, anybody who's been out, you know, at a crowded bar, you end up. That's why I wear cheap shoes to shows, too, because I get a lot of beer on shoes. And
people
I just
urinate on them?
You pretty much.
Okay.
End of the night. No, so I tend to wear cheap clothes to gigs because I
was
like
just
to get
curious.
Clothes ruined. Yep. So
and
it's
yeah,
a skull.
If you ever do the implant thing, which you've mentioned a couple times before,
I think about it. Yeah.
You need to do that just for the sake of the show. Do it soon. I'd like an unveiling here. That would be cool. You could fill out the skull shirt.
I'm not going to be an unveil. I'm not going to wear like a curtain over them.
It'll be like Rosebud. You know, just be like, I remember that top with bosoms behind it. You've returned to me.
No. I don't know. We're saving up money.
Really?
Taking a vacation. Yeah.
Really? So there's a pants tit fund. With you and pants?
Oh, no, not for that. We're saving up money for other things. For
but you're
going to
take
more
it.
Important things.
No,
than possibly.
No, there's nothing more
well,
important.
Well, but, you know, I think I've told you this, that I have thought about becoming a stripper to save up the money to maybe do something like that.
You should
that.
Do it.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I heard that you have to have a license in Virginia to be a stripper. I don't think
a
that's true.
A whore license.
I know. I don't think that's true.
No. And you want to dance in
I
West
knew
Virginia
that was, yeah.
or Maryland anyhow because yeah. stripping in Virginia is worthless. Yeah. Not to.
Do you think?
Not to become the Lincoln stripper lawyer here. But,
okay. No. So I'm thinking like there's a lot of clubs looking in PG County.
No.
And now?
No.
Okay. Cheap? Are they too cheap? Because
You'll
I'm
get
thinking.
Raped.
Yeah.
You'll get raped
well,
in the
Well, I was wondering
lot,
about that.
Possibly
yeah.
killed. No, you don't want to do PG kill. County because it's going to look like a juvenile video.
Yeah.
That's it. It's what is it? What is it they used to have on BET where it was the rap videos you couldn't see before like 10 p.m.? It's going to look like that. You can read between those lines.
But I thought maybe I'd be a novelty.
No.
Okay.
There's
okay.
a lot of white chicks who will try to rock that novelty angle.
Okay. Okay. See, I haven't been to one, and there's a reason I haven't been yeah. to a strip club in PG County.
I've been all over the world. When it
well,
comes to strip
here,
clubs, I am
ask
yeah.
the expert. Actually, Will should be here for this. For
no,
this.
Will's blinded by the luster of the strip club. Though he can't see the forest for the trees.
All
I'm
right,
telling
so,
you right now.
So where in Maryland? Where in Maryland? I can't hold up in Baltimore. Those girls are too good.
South of Baltimore.
All right.
Like Bladensburg area.
Bladensburg. Sorry, Bladensburg.
There is a joint called the Showcase Theater. Its entire economy. It's a theater.
A theater.
Exactly. Women would come out with their parasols all at angle.
Right. I just totally spit on my own face because I was
good.
Laughing at Plainsburg.
Showcase Theater, where your clientele, a lot of Latinos for the theater. You'd be shocked. But that place was good. The entire economy is lap dances because that's all you want. Everything else, you're dancing for ones. I don't know how you really
make
money.
I don't know if I can. I mean, I'll dance for ones because I think I'd be more comfortable making less money per night and not actually having people touching me.
Well, they can't touch you. You just sit on them. This isn't Vegas. They can't touch you.
And I'm touching them. It's
not
still,
especially.
Still grubby.
You're kind of just dancing on their dirty, coffee-stained
Generally
jeans.
In the area of... I want no actual contact with them. That's...
Ugh. You're going to have to be a stage workhorse. Maybe Virginia is your thing then. But it's not going to pay much. It's going to be disappointing.
Well, I'm okay with not making as much money because all
Give it a shot.
I have to do is dance.
Give it a shot.
So
Give it a shot.
There's
if you Paper don't
Moon
wanna...
down in Springfield.
Yeah, if you don't want to do lap dancing, but that's where you make the money, West Virginia and Maryland are your lap dance places. Mm-hmm. Virginia and D.C. are your non-lap dance.
Well, I'll have to think about that. It just kind of grosses me out.
Just be a cam girl then.
No.
Get on camera and be like, I'm a nerd. Here are my nips.
But don't you have to do other things to really make money with that?
Yeah, you can just be naked.
Okay.
You can just be naked.
right, maybe pants, I'll do that.
Pants doesn't have to come on camera and pony or anything.
Well, I don't want to, like, do other things on camera. That's where I'm drawing the line there for me personally.
Why? It's not like I would tweet the link or anything.
Comforting any bananas.
That would be great business, actually. Great promotion for the show. Just being like, here's this naked chick, and she's also on our airwaves.
What? And are you going to pay me for this?
No, I'm just saying, if you do the whole camho thing.
Thanks.
You could wear like a Papa's Basement shirt.
Am I gonna whore you out for free? Like, why am I gonna whore myself out for your show for no personal benefit to me?
You'd be making money.
And I'd be making money on this free show that I don't get paid for.
Not free. How? Not free. Not free. I'm gonna keep saying not free.
Well, if you're going to be the business mastermind, I'll consider this.
I'll consider this proposition. Exactly.
All right.
You could be one of those wow nerds who pays for her guild needs by stripping on cam.
What?
Oh, there's a lot of nerdy broads who do some evil crap.
I do have the pole in my house, so I would be willing
there you
to
go.
Dance.
You're set up.
There you go.
All right.
Moving on.
Moving on to something a little more lighthearted.
My financial future here.
Yeah. The Get Kate a Pair of Tees Fund. I want to move on to a lighthearted subject that I want to admit right now I'm just stealing straight up from my coworker and friend Bodie, who works with the Upon Further Review podcast. And I believe the website is upunfurtherreview.com. What's up?
I said ow.
Ow what?
Upon Further Review?
Upon Further Review.
Not Upon Further Review?
Upon.
Spell upon. It for me.
UPON. What?
Upon.
Upon.
Okay. I thought you were saying, okay, first of all, I thought you were saying a pun for the review. Like it was a pun.
Yes.
In a pun. But it's not a pun.
All right. You want to mock my filthy regional dialect?
I will mock anything about you. Yes, sir. But
a pun.
I just want to be clear there. It's not a punny.
It's upon for the review. Are you happy?
It's not a coupon.
There you go, coupon. It's uponfurtherreview.com.
So it's not a punny radio show. It's
no.
Okay.
That would be the not worst thing ever.
I know, and that's, believe me, this is where I was like, a pun, what?
No.
Okay.
It is not a series of unlistenable puns.
My apologies for doubting you, Bodie.
Bodie. B-O-D-E, Bodie.
B-O-D-E.
B-O-D-E.
Boo? That's not how you spell booty.
He's Bodie.
Bodie?
This has to stop now. This is not Abbott and Costello hour. Come on.
I'm serious, though. I can't figure out your accent. But do go on.
He was having a talk with a guy on a show, and they were discussing the best cartoons of their childhood. And I was like, one, so this is show prep. Mm-hmm. Kind of took me aback. Two, what a great idea. I want to steal it.
Uh-huh. And now here we are.
And here I am, stealing it. Now, Kate, you've got 3 years on me. Correct, you're 30...
I'm older than you, yeah.
Yeah. And I am that minus 3. So I'm trying to figure... We can give away your age on the
air. Yeah,
there.
I'm 33.
Oh, you old bitch. Okay.
I'll still take care of it in a fight.
I'm kidding. I'm 30. I'm 30. But that puts us roughly in the same television watching bracket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel there's enough of a gap where we would have missed out on much. You would have seen it as a more, you know, a little older. Maybe you'll retain it a little better. Maybe I watched it 100 times more of those. So I might have the edge there. I want to ask you first, like, what cartoons did you grow up on? Like, your first cartoon watching memories.
So this is really bad for me because I'm going to be honest with you. My memories are messed up. Like, I have a really bad memory to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember timelines very well from my childhood. So whether it happened when I was 5 or 8, I have no clue. It's just like somewhere
in
this
past. Sounds
like
a lot of molestation all of a sudden. Sounds like you were diddle-less.
Things just happened in the past, and I try not to remember any of them.
My first memory is senior year of high school leaving home. I don't know why.
No, I just I have a generally bad memory. Like, you know, Andy will tell me that we've gone somewhere for dinner, and I'll be like, I don't remember this at all, but I believe you that we went out for dinner.
And you were not a big druggie or anything, right?
No, I just have a bad memory. Totally natural bad memory.
Okay. It's
100% natural.
I always blame my past for that, but so, maybe it wouldn't have mattered.
No. So anyway, so I just want to put that caveat on it, okay, that I won't remember timelines and I won't remember when exactly I watched stuff.
Fair enough.
I watched a lot of Disney Channel.
Okay.
Because in my household, that was good, clean fun.
And I'm with you on this. I want to say that was the only pay channel we got when I was a kid. There was no HBO,
Cinemax,
Showtime.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, there was none of that. There was none of that. Like, if we got Showtime or one of the other movie channels, it was because it was the free Showtime weekend.
Yes.
Or, you know, there was the 1 month deal and maybe we would get that. But generally, no, we would never have it. In fact, I remember like HBO would be free for a month and my mom would be so excited because we had HBO. Uh-huh. Yeah. Or whatever it was. And we would be so excited because we had HBO and we would just watch all the movies on. And of course, all the movies they put on that weekend are like
the best things ever.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, we must have this. No, we can't have it. So, you know, it's that or we can eat. So there
no wonder
you
blotted that memory.
Yeah, so I remember that.
What were the Disney workhorses at the beginning?
So Disney had, like, they did a lot of just the Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck cartoons. So the old ones,
the
right?
old crap.
Right.
And like Chip and Dale before they got the show.
Right, right, exactly.
Where they weren't wearing clothing. It was okay to have them naked then.
Right. And it is okay to have them naked.
Well, there's so much to get to here. Like, why were Disney males depicted wearing shirts but not pants?
Not all of them wore shirts, though.
Some were totally.
Well, I mean, because so if we go to Chip and Dale, like Dale wore the shirt, which he didn't always wear. You're right. So in the
didn't
older
the other
ones,
have,
they
like,
were just
the bomber jacket that was just
well,
open?
Right. Chip just had the bomber jacket, so
he
wasn't
like
even wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Well, they were Chip and Dale.
But all the chicks wore pants. Even though only the males would have visible genitalia.
Hmm.
Think about it. All right, we're getting a caller. I've actually... Well,
but the girls had hair, too.
I got hope. Caller.
Hello.
Oh, it's Nixter.
How are you, sir?
I am well, Nixter. Are you ready to talk about your favorite childhood cartoons or your first cartoon memories?
That actually ties in appropriately to what I was going to ask you, so yes, I'm ready.
Okay, go for it. What you got?
Gem.
Gem.
Yeah. Gem and the Holograms.
Gem was atrocious, actually, but I have very fond memories of it.
Now,
Gem was the original rock star. Like, I dressed up for her, I think, for three Halloween with the whole... She was actually Kesha before Kesha was Kesha.
You're right. Well, no, I
was
mean...
Was that you like Gem or like Kate, were you just from a poor family? It's like, hey, you're going to be Gem again.
No, I was never Gem. I was never Gem for Halloween.
Okay, I'm asking Nixter, though. It sounds like that's a poor person trick.
No, it wasn't a poor thing. It was just I thought she was pretty much as rad as it got when I was a kid.
Now, was she the chick equivalent of one of those guy shows? Like, we had all kinds of crap. There was G.I. Joe, there was Mask, there was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Was it a show primarily designed to sell a toy line?
No, I don't think so.
Really? I thought they made, like, little Gem Barbies and crap.
Oh, they make toys to go with everything, but I don't think it started with the toy. I'm not sure.
Really?
You're going to have to wiki this one.
See, to me, it looks like that crappy Japanimation.
Oh, it's worse than that. Oh, it's way worse.
But it was made
that.
Over there, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
Nixter, was it or no? Nixter.
Sorry, you guys are really low. I don't know. I can't hear it.
Uh-oh.
Is this better? Is this deafening now?
That's deafening. That's way better.
Ah, there you go.
I love when I hear your voice all loud in my ear.
Ooh.
Okay.
Put a little sexual twist on that. But Gem was primarily like a Japanese cartoon designed to move the toy, or was it like
no
Gem?
It wasn't like Sailor Moon style, you know, Jap animation. It was I basically thought Gem could kick Barbie's ass in a fight.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much why I liked her.
Okay. Damn, Gem. Yeah.
And I watched He-Man a lot.
Okay.
Too,
He-Man.
Yeah.
He-Man, one of my absolute first memories. And then God help me, I was so hurting for He-Man after the fact, I would watch the episode of She-Ra.
Oh, She-Ra was badass.
She-Ra, She-Ra. I love that theme song because it's so impossibly catchy. Once you start listening to it, it just never ends.
Weren't
it's
they
like
literally the
loop?
Same goddamn show? Like, they even had a tiger that became a war tiger.
Yeah.
And
well, they were related.
It's not the same show, but they're brother and sister.
They were related, so.
I didn't recall that. I just thought.
That's because you wanted to see him making out, and if they were brother and sister, then that would have
been a Luke and Leia moment. That would have been
Luke and Leia. I wasn't that advanced yet. Yeah, the ever creepy, what is it, the end of Jedi, where Luke says, yeah, hey, you're my sister. And she's like, yeah, I knew that. And it's like,
yeah, it was
really? How long ago? Yeah. All right. Well, Nyx, you have something big to promote. I want you to promote that. I've seen it on the Facebook, as the kids call it.
The Facebook and the Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm opening Friday night for Colin Kane. I even got my name on the flyer this time.
Boom.
Over at Brokerage Comedy Club, which is on Long Island.
It's on Long Island,
okay? You take the expressway. No. Yeah, so it's at Brokerage Comedy Club, Friday night, August 26th, 10:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to rock. I think it's just me and Colin at the moment.
Wow.
I don't know if he's got another guy coming in, so I don't know. I'm going to have to try to go to the happy hours all this week and get material. I don't know.
This Friday?
This
Friday, correct?
No, the 26th.
This coming Friday.
Oh,
the
yeah.
26th of August, yeah.
Yes,
and
that
then
would
I
be.
Have
the fastest backtrack ever. No, yeah.
Yeah.
I have a proposition for your show there, friend.
What?
Well, I would like to formally extend another invite for yourself, as well as the fabulously talented and underused Kate. She can bring pants, too, if she wants, and I guess, you know, your brother can come. We're doing a toga party at my place in Connecticut in about a month.
That, you know, now that I realize just how much I hate Northern Virginia, where I live, and I'm looking for any excuse to get the hell out, your odds have improved. Your odds have improved. I'm not going to lie.
We're putting Animal House on loop. I'm getting really, really crappy, like, frat keg beer.
Is there going to be non-consensual intercourse of any kind?
To
complete the frat experience.
No, just
anyone.
Okay, I was like, maybe if I'm in a blackout, I don't know.
Are you going to pay, like, a flat chick to just lie on a bed and pretend she's blacked out for the whole evening?
That'll probably just be me by nature, so
okay.
I don't know if I actually need to pay somebody for that. But we're gonna do it up Animal House-style toga party. So
very nice.
I think it should be fun.
All right.
Do your little show, and then you could take the train.
If you want to get a hold of Original Nyxter, she is at Original Nyxter on Twitter, and your website that is impossible to navigate for me?
It's theoriginalnyxter.com.
There you go. All right, Nyxie, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
There you go. That's a call.
That is a
good call. Dare I say great? That's the enthusiasm.
I mean, I like Nyxie, but I don't think it was a great call.
Okay. All right. I got to say, my first cartoon memories, what I grew up on, Tom and Jerry,
yeah.
Looney Tunes,
mm-hmm.
Merry Melodies. First of all, you had a couple years on me. What the F was the difference between Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies? Was there anything
mm-hmm.
whatsoever?
I have
or were they
no
all
idea.
Just Warner Brothers crap?
It was all cartoons to me.
Same here, but they had this different branding. I'm like, why is this called this and that's called that? I didn't know.
I think Looney Tunes might have been a certain set of characters, and Merry Melodies was not necessarily repeating characters. Like, Merry Melodies had the singing frog one, where Warner Brothers gets its singing frog
yeah.
thing from now. I think that was a Merry Melodies.
Which one is Speedy Gonzales?
I have
best
no idea.
Character ever.
I have no idea.
My dad loved...
And Slowpoke Rodriguez?
Who was that? Was that
he was on Speedy Gonzales.
Was
it was like his
fat,
cousin or
was
something.
Was he the fat mouse with the little...
Yeah, yeah.
The little mustache?
Slowpoke Rodriguez.
Oh, my God. Oh, they so can't make cartoons like
no,
that
they
anymore.
Can't. Or the ones where... Bugs Bunny
Bugs
was like a yeah, exactly.
To me, that's a different caliber of racism. Like Speedy Gonzales is just kind of, I don't know. If I were Latin,
he was
I'd
Mexican
like,
and just happened to be fast.
I'd like people to think I was swift, but that was what
but they
I
had,
came
but
up.
But they on. Had Slowpoke Rodriguez to offset that stereotype of fast Mexican people. They offset it with a lazy Mexican
yeah,
person,
tubby lazy Mexican. We all love that one out there. But that was the absolute beginning to me. And you had also the first generation of cartoons on Nickelodeon. Were you big on that?
What were they?
What I can recall, the big one, The Little Koala.
No.
You didn't watch The Little Koala. That is the catchiest goddamn song. Hold on. I actually have...
I watched... Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh, that was well beyond my time. Were you like 22 when that was
on?
No,
I was, I think, in high school when that came out.
Hold on. Let me see if I've got the little koala. This might...
I don't remember the little koala at all.
Oh, that's painful. It was goddamn good. Okay. Come on. Maybe it's just
Shira,
under the little...
Shira.
Boom.
There are hand claps in it, too.
Okay. Brand new day, time to play. You don't remember this.
No, this does sound familiar.
This is the best. This will piss on Shira.
What did he do, though? I don't remember this cartoon. This kind of sounds familiar, but I can't even remember.
You and me, look up there, way up high, koalas in the moon. Laughter's on the way. God, screw it, I can't do this.
You don't even remember it.
It's koalas in balloon. There's and Fluffy, too. Floppy. Whatever. Screw this. I remember nothing.
So I vaguely remember this. I also remember off Disney Channel, they had these live-action shows that I was a little bit too old for, and I hated them with a passion, but they were on after I came home from school, and it was the only thing that was bearable to watch.
Are these like the progenitors of your iCarlys and your Hannah Montana?
No, more
like
Barney type. So they were like a bunch of people in mascot costumes. Well done, mascot costumes.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
You were so molested if you're watching that after school.
Well, it was the only thing that was on, and I hated them, so I would watch them. I mean, maybe this just points to how I turned out as an adult. I would watch them just to mock them and spit on them.
But you were alone, right?
Yes.
So you just do this to yourself.
For myself, yes. And I still do this now.
Oh, my God.
It's kind of
Mystery Science Theater.
Exactly. Exactly. That was what it was like. I was, like, making my own episode with Dumbo's Magic Circus or Dumbo's Flying Circus. Or I don't remember what it was. And there was another one, too, that I just could not stand to watch that one. Dumbo,
are you talking
I can manage.
Sharon, Lois, and Bram, the Elephant Show?
No.
Okay. That
no,
was Nick.
I did like Lamb Chop. I liked Lamb Chop's play along. I thought that one was fun.
Hmm. Because I'm trying, to me, there's a sequence to this crap. It was like Little Koala. Well, first, like you said, the shorts that they'd play on
right.
Disney Channel that were called from various Disney flicks.
Right.
And then you had Little Koala. And then it became all these cartoons based on movies that were coming out at the time.
Or toys, based on toys.
Like, do you remember there was a Ghostbusters cartoon?
Oh,
and
that,
then came out
yeah.
the real Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like, they somehow were able to just jack the name Ghostbusters and ride that, mm-hmm. even though it wasn't like Egon, Peter Venkman, and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess whoever, I guess Fox maybe, has the rights to Ghostbusters, was like, F you guys, we are blowing up your spot. We are knocking you out of this park. And they put on the real Ghostbusters, and they actually looked like the movie characters, and they had Slimer and all that
right,
crap.
Right, right, right.
But that was a really crappy show that I loved.
Remember the Herculoids? I hated
yes.
that one, too.
Oh,
it was terrible.
That was Hanna-Barbera.
Kind of bloppy, bloopy thing, and I wanted to punch it because
I'm trying
I
to remember.
It.
Hold on. There was the butterfly kind of Herculoid, like a Mothra type thing. There was Blob and Little Blob.
Yeah, man, they pissed me off.
There was Rock Gorilla.
Oh, of course, there's like Scooby-Doo and stuff like that. Sorry,
yeah, that's
to,
that's also
no,
no, that's in
yeah.
the first generation. I'm totally mm-hmm, with mm-hmm, you. That's like mm-hmm. Little Koala era memories to me.
Okay.
And they also had the weird, it was like a Triceratops that could shoot
yeah, it
boogers
shoot,
out of its
yeah,
horns.
Like little meteorites. And I always wondered how it reloaded the meteorites.
Oh, you don't want to know. You don't want to
like
know
how,
that came
but they
from.
Were like on fire. They were like hot stones that were shooting out of.
I just remember I them like, being yellow pebbles that looked exactly like what you figure Blob's turds looked like.
Really? I thought they were hot meteorites.
They might have been. I remember yellow. Again, I haven't seen this in...
Maybe that's what you were shooting
15.
Out.
Exactly. I was a very sickly child. I do remember Herculoids and...
Thundercats. I loved Thundercats.
I guess that was the same era as well. Yeah. Those are the... You had your crappy shows...
And Smurfs.
...based upon movies. And then, yeah, mm-hmm. Thundercats.
Thundercats. Awesome.
Ho! You had Thundercats designed to move toys. You had Transformers... Moving toys.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe moving toys.
Yeah.
Those were your top, but then you had all the tier two performers that.
The knockoffs of things.
That just wanted to ride the coattails. And for that, you had Silverhawks.
What?
Exactly. You were not watching quite as ravenously as me,
no.
watching the little boy cartoons.
No, I had stuff to do.
There was Silverhawks. I had them written down here. Mask. Do you remember Mask? It was. Just Transformers with human pilots.
Yeah, the only reason I'm familiar with this is actually because Pants talks about it.
Oh, it's so jive. I guess it's like if you're a hipster, but you want to out hipster guys into Transformers, you're like, F that dude. Masks is where it's at.
No, but he's very disdainful of masks. Oh, is he? Because okay, he likes Transformers.
Okay, then he's a good
dude. And
he's
like, yeah. And then those cheap like mask ones.
Mask was such ish.
Yeah,
Mask was garbage. The concept wasn't intriguing in the least. Instead of the cars becoming robots that did their own thing, it was like a car became a plane or a car became a truck. It could have gotten lamer.
What about G-Force?
I don't remember G-Force.
I only know it from reruns. Like, I don't know it from being young.
But there was
it might have been before my time.
There was stuff that made Mask look like goddamn Shakespeare out there. There was Tiger Sharks.
What?
Silver Hawks.
What?
They're just all they ran
I don't
for
know
like
what you're talking about. Let's talk about the good cartoons again.
They ran
Smurfs.
For like 10 episodes.
Smurfs. And so here's something that I want to point out. You would have good cartoons, and then in an effort to liven things up or make it new, they would ruin the cartoons.
Were there jump the shark moments in old cartoons?
Scooby Doo, like, Scrappy.
The minute
you add Scrappy, the show is gone. I mean, I could even deal with the celebrity guest stars. Like,
and that was fine.
I'm
didn't
like
they
10, and who the heck is Sandy Duncan? I don't care.
You have no comprehension. And Scooby-Doo's old as hell. So there are guest stars from like 1972.
Right. So it's hilarious to me because I remember this now, and I remember watching Scooby-Doo, and like, I don't know who this Sandy Duncan lady is, but apparently she's famous.
Oh, my God.
So it was Scrappy with Scooby. It was when Smurfs added the Junior Smurfs. That was it. It was over. Because I like Smurfs.
Oh, God, you're right.
They added the little like, teenage adolescent Smurfs
out of
the blue.
There was one guy who was, like, in a little yellow Thunderbolt t-shirt, right?
Yeah, out maybe. Yeah, and there was another girl, and she's like, some kind of redhead tomboy. And it was just, they were all annoying, and I wanted to squish them all.
God,
they should have squished them.
Damn, you're right. They had to jump the shark.
There
is never a move more indicative of this show is dead than the new character.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And they would add little teams of, you know, yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of bastard offshoot is when characters that didn't have much of a role before start getting really prominent roles. Like a 6-episode arc about Azrael the cat or something like that.
Oh, I would have totally watched that. That cat was my favorite part. I didn't care that I wanted to eat the Smurfs.
Azrael.
It's like, go cat.
And you also had, oh God, what the hell was the cat's name on Inspector Gadget?
There wasn't a cat, there was a dog.
No, the dog was Penny's dog.
The evil cat.
Yeah,
the evil
metal hand would just pet this cat all the time. There were I watched
it was
so
Greenback
many hours.
Was the name of the... Oh, no, that was Danger Mouse. Oh, Danger Mouse. I love Danger Mouse. I love
so
Danger Mouse.
So many hours of this crap.
That was
God
a good
damn,
one.
How much of this did I watch
so
as a kid?
So Danger Mouse, Inspector Gadget, these were all Canadian ones, I think.
Was that, they had a weird effing feel to them. Danger Mouse was British. I'm pretty
was
sure
it?
Danger
Maybe
Mouse
it was.
Was
but yeah, they were definitely foreign because they were not American.
It was made by Thames.
Was it?
It was a Thames production company, along with...
Okay, because Inspector Gadget was D.I.C.
Count Duckula. Count Duckula is also made by Thames.
I don't remember that
Just
one.
Another lame foreign cartoon that
no, no,
I would
Danger
watch
Mouse
was
awesome. Danger Mouse
I like Danger
was
Mouse.
Awesome.
I like Danger Mouse.
You cannot deny the awesomeness of Danger Mouse.
Count Duckula sucked ass.
I believe that because that only sounds vaguely
Hold
familiar.
On, let me get the Count Duckula theme song up here.
I can sing the DuckTales one for you. I remember that.
We'll bust that out in a second.
DuckTales, Gummy Bears, Chippendales, Rescue Rangers, Chippendale. What other ones did I love?
Okay, here comes Count Duckula, I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah. Home for many centuries to a dreadful
Was he bad or good?
A vicious
it was pretty bad, but the theme...
No, was he bad or good?
He was good. I don't think he was, like,
Legend
killing other ducks
that
and crap.
These foul beings
powers can be destroyed by a stake through the heart or exposure to sunlight. This does not suffice, however, for they may be
this
brought back
vaguely
to life
familiar.
By means of a secret rite that can be performed.
I want the music to kick in.
I want to see a picture
of
this.
Oh my god, there's a straight up pentagram here. This is some dark stuff.
His reincarnation did not run according to plan.
He used tomato juice instead of blood. Here we are. In the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah.
There's not a vampire as any other. I remember this.
Worst goddamn thing ever.
I love it. It's hilarious. Oh my god. If you're looking for some fun, you can always count upon. Wait, I wanna. I want to see.
Count Duckula.
There's Count Duckula.
I want to lay some tree hugger cartoonish on you.
Oh, what? Right. Captain Planet.
No, not even that. Not even that. Older than that. Okay, and I'm pretty sure this was Canadian because it was really weird.
Because it had a conscience.
Because it was just strange.
Okay, go on.
It was definitely not American. It had a conscience. Yeah. There were these things supposed to be, I don't know if they were supposed to be anteaters or something, but they had these schnozzes, kind of like Gonzo schnozzes, right?
Don't lob an easy one for me.
Do you know what the name of this was?
I was going to say it was like a cartoon called The Jews, but come on.
Oh, ha.
Da.
No. And one of the characters, the bad guy was Cyril Sneer, and he was always trying to cut down the forest, and the other little blah blah things had to go, and they were like blue. And I don't know if I just made this up someday.
one day I'm like,
that sounds awesome.
This sounds like something you hallucinated during the molestation as a child.
That was, if anybody remembers that, please tweet me the name of it, because all I remember is the name Cyril Sneer. And I remember that because when I was a kid, I didn't know the name Cyril. And I was what kind of bizarre name is Cyril? I was like really freaked out by it.
It was a show called The Raccoons.
Were they supposed to be raccoons? Oh, that even pisses me off more, man.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures like of Cyril right now.
They didn't look anything like raccoons.
He's pink, got an anteater nose.
Yeah, they had anteater noses.
And he smoked a cigar. And he had
gold possibly. Teeth. Yeah, possibly. And he was really evil, and he was always trying to do bad stuff.
He looks like Master P.
Do you remember the show with, like, they were the park rangers or something? It was like a little panda bear and a little raccoon, and they, like, drove around in this flying car.
The Rescuers?
No. No, I like that one. That was with Bianca.
Yeah,
I like that
hot.
One.
Oh, she was hot. I wanted to ball totally that mouse as a kid.
Oh, I know. It was the accent.
Yeah.
The
she was hot.
No, I loved that one. No, they were like four little fuzzy things, and they were called like the Park Somethings, I think. And I had the board game. Because it was a cartoon to sell
Son
things.
Of a bitch, this one's on the tip of my tongue.
And the hilarious part was it was like a raccoon, and one of them was a panda. And I'm like, pandas don't live in parks. This is dumb.
Son of a bitch.
But I still love the flying car. It was like a red car with.
They had a really bad name. They're called like the Snuggles or the Wuzzles.
Yeah,
some
it was something awful.
Like
it wasn't Wuzzles. It wasn't Wuzzles. But yeah, it was a terrible name, and it was terrible animation, but I had the board game. And it had a little cardboard flying car in it, and I loved it. And I would just play with the little pieces that looked like the animals. And I wouldn't actually play the game anymore. I just make believe with the little piece. I did that with Monopoly pieces too. Oh, hi, shoe. Oh, hi, dog.
I would just put the dog on the car and
drive them around.
Yeah.
I did that too.
Like, I'm visiting my property on Park Bay.
Car had very high mileage on it.
Yeah.
Except the hat was too big to put on the dog. That upset me a lot.
Oh, man.
I couldn't wear that. So we got to look up those, because it was like the Park Rangers or something weird like that. But it was dumb. T-shirts.
Shirt tails.
Yes.
Shirt tails.
Yes!
Son of a bitch.
Woo!
Nicely done.
Congratulations.
Between the two of us.
We remembered an
90
awful
seconds later. The shirt tail. There were just so many.
Yeah, that's right. Their shirt said things. That was it. That was
so
the gimmick.
So much crap out. Do you remember the Mon Chi Chi's?
I remember the toys. I don't remember the show.
Okay.
And I hate them. They're ugly. They're hideous little
and
monster
poops. Pawpaw Bears?
That sounds familiar.
With their really creepy, like, Richie Blackmore hair. I'll look up
Richie Blackmore Bears. Ow. Shoot. That hurt my back.
They had the weirdest effing hairdos, the Pawpaw Bears there.
Wait,
the
okay, evil, hold on.
The Pawpaw Bear villain. Look at that hair with his little demonic horns.
I remember the one with the headband. Yes, I remember. I didn't watch this though, but I remember seeing these.
It was horrible. It was goddamn horrible. And yet it's in there. And it's in there at such an impressionable age. Like,
oh, yeah.
I remember the Pawpaw Bears more than any class I took in college. And I watched the episodes at a young age. That's all it took.
Why do I remember the Gummy Bears theme song and the DuckTales theme song and the Chippendales Rescue Rangers theme song?
Because you're so young.
But I don't remember American history from college.
It's the first. It's literally maybe the eighth thing you learned in your life. You know what I mean? There's like ice cream's yummy. You learn the ice cream guy's theme song. This is all ice cream based for some reason. But yeah. And eventually... You get gummy bears. That's your exposure
gummy bears.
Is it bouncing
here and
there?
Bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Something adventures beyond compare. We are the gummy bears.
High adventures beyond compare.
I get it. Hi. They're jumping. Wasn't that their whole thing? They took performance enhancing drugs.
It was gummy bear juice. Or gummy,
oh, no.
gummy
juice.
Berry juice.
Gummy berry juice.
That's it. Yeah. And apparently
they
someone
wonder why
reminded
kids
me,
are into steroids, other than the obvious success they bring. But you watch Gummy Bears.
But somebody reminded me that they made the gummy bears bounce, but they made the gummy berry juice made humans extra strong or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn. God. Why do I have to grow up and die? Why must I be mortal? Why couldn't I just be a little stunted 7-year-old watching this crap for the rest of my life?
So I've tried to watch kids' cartoons now because I would love to see the atrociousness. So I actually, we watched She-Ra on YouTube or whatever, you know, and it was awful.
Oh,
it was
you go
as
back.
Awful
God
as I expected
damn.
It.
Horrible.
But I enjoy it, and I don't know if it's the nostalgia factor or if there's an innocence to them that makes them better than the current cartoons. Because there's a few current cartoons
well, stuff
that I'm
right
okay
now
with.
Is so sardonic. Even Disney crap. It's like so many.
I hate it.
Hold on.
It.
We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Yeah. Hey, Papa.
Yeah.
Papa, it's Squire.
Squire, what's up, man?
Hey, I'm away for the weekend. I don't know if anybody told you, but can you put in that tape too?
Certainly, my friend.
Okay. Thanks very much.
No problem. We'll run
see
that tape
week.
Too. All right.
No,
I'll
see you in 2 weeks. Actually, bye.
Okay.
Thanks.
That wasn't a cartoon-based call. That was Squire.
That was awesome.
I goddamn love Squire.
Yeah, so those of you who are listening,
Dad
2 will be playing after we leave the studio this afternoon.
Oh, no use pretending it's alive. Night Train memories following me. You're getting the best of Dat Tape 2.
It's awesome. So, but I mean, there's a few cartoons out there that I actually enjoy. I do like the Avatar cartoons, the Last Airbender ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not Avatar, whatever, James Cameron BS, he pooped out.
I like that, but we'll go forward, we'll move past that.
You just want to bang blue chicks.
First of all, yes. Second of all, I didn't find it that unwatchable. It's James Cameron doing an action flick. It had Sigourney Weaver.
Mm.
You got...
Anyway,
the hot chick from Star Trek.
You got the hot chick, you got Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, yeah, those aren't one and the same, believe me.
I like that. There's one cartoon on right now that I love. I love, like, I just cannot believe how awesome this cartoon is. It's called Adventure Time.
Sounds good. I mean, that's a captivating title.
It blows my mind at how awesome it is. It's this little kid named Finn who wears like a little white hood. The way it's drawn is very innocent and goobly. I don't know how else to describe it. It's
goobly.
Well, it's not very realistic or anything like that. It's very cartoony. And he has this dog that can transform into like any shape, like can stretch out and be bigger and smaller and is very rubbery. I guess like
it does sound pretty
dude.
Badass. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, is it watchable for an adult?
It is hilarious.
I got
actually,
nothing on TV right now.
I loved it so much, and I think it's on weekday afternoons, which is why I don't get to watch it very often.
We'll just DVR it.
I don't have a DVR.
It's like $10 a month for a DVR.
Those are fancy things that rich people have.
Do you get cable?
Yeah.
And do you pay for a box to upgrade
no.
it to a?
Yeah,
it's still like 20 a month then for the DVR.
Yeah, it's 20 a month more than I want to spend on my cable company.
I'll give you that.
So I love this cartoon, though. It's awesome. It's hilarious. And at the end, like the stories are really...
What's
like,
it on? What channel?
I want to say it's Cartoon Network.
Okay. See, God help me, I cannot bring myself to fall in line with the Cartoon Network. I know they do some witty crap, but it's too like, hey, guess what, guys? We're on drugs.
Yeah, a lot of it is BS. A lot of it I don't care for. I like Venture Brothers. I think they're hilarious. Mm-hmm. But Adventure Time is sweet enough that children can watch it, I would say. But very, very strange and not in a, I'm on drugs, woo, it's just weird stuff way.
I think that was literally dialogue from a 1970s anti-drugs film shown at school.
Woo, I just smoked some hash, woo, I am on drugs.
Now I'm going to chop your head off.
Microwave me that baby. Oh, call it a California hoagie. Yes, yeah, so it's just really awesome, really funny. But I did have a friend who has kids tell me that their kids aren't allowed to watch it. And I can see...
I wouldn't want my kids, if I had them, watching friggin' Cartoon Network
stuff. But I think it's very brilliant and very funny, and it's not offensive and it's not scary. But, I mean, I guess for some kids it could be, because kids have different levels of what's scary in their lives, right? But and I can see why sometimes it's sarcastic. Sometimes it's a little hard to comprehend. And I could see if children are innocent enough, like they're not going to get it. And they said, these friends of mine said that their kids tend to laugh at things they think are supposed to be funny. So,
kids are getting hipstered.
Like, no. It's just like, well, that's how you learn what's funny in your life. Like, everybody you grow up around, they'll laugh at things that are funny, and you're like, I don't understand why that's funny,
but I'll just
laugh.
Parrot it.
Eventually,
yeah.
You learn, right? So, anyway, so I could see why they wouldn't want the young
itself,
kids
learning what funny is.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's all cultural, and it's all what you're surrounded with.
Well, I think you could play this episode for pretty much anyone, and they'd take to it.
Really?
That's what I think, Kate. That's what I think.
Good for you. Good for you.
All right, back to your Cartoon Network.
So anyway, Adventure Time. It's an awesome show. You should check it out. I think it's really funny. I'm a grown-up.
Adventure Time.
I just think it's really awesome. So that and like Venture Brothers I like and Robot Chicken I like. Those are the three shows on Cartoon Network I'll watch on a regular basis.
There's so much we could have gotten to today. Like, there's so many just generations of cartoon we missed.
But instead, we just talked about
Well, we got sports. Caught up on like the very first chunk of it.
Well, because those are awesome. Because those are awesome, and it's a shared experience. And I think, we're a little younger than the first TV generation.
Because that was like kids of the 70s and 60s.
Yeah, 60s and 70s. But I think the late 70s, early 80s were the heyday of children's, like, whoa, we can make kids buy stuff. Like, marketing towards children, which is what all
Scooby-Doo
these ridiculous cartoons
didn't have
do.
Toys. Grape Ape didn't have toys.
Right.
Transformers
and then,
was literally make a cartoon to sell this crap.
Right. So then that's where we get all these just ridiculously crappy cartoons and some fondly remembered ones. And just, it was a beautiful time. Beautiful time. Yeah.
So much. Ninja Turtles,
say,
Gargoyles.
I kind of remember Gargoyles. I didn't like Ninja Turtles. I didn't get
all
it.
All those weird where, like, the dudes were mutants, but the chicks were human, and it's like, were they effing each other? Especially Gargoyles. I mean, like, Alyssa and Goliath were all in love and crap, and it's like, what's she going to do with his stone gargoyle?
It doesn't matter because you're a kid and you don't think about that.
No, and the extent of their romance was just like, Alyssa, I know. And that was it. And then they'd walk away.
Yeah. See, that's all you need as a kid because you don't need to get into
that
anything beyond
that.
That
could have been
code
for, like, buy the special rubbers. Go down to the CVS and get the gargoyle rubbers that fit me. And get up here before dawn. I hate getting frozen at dawn with a gargoyle boner. It looks embarrassing. People know what's up.
Those were different times for cartoons. It was awesome. I don't like kids' cartoons today. I'm going to be
Batman. And Batman cartoon was as good as it goddamn got.
Wait, are you talking about the newer Batman?
No, there's like 17 Batmans that came out after the fact.
They can trajillion.
They can eat out of the buffet that is my ass. But I'm talking the original Batman, the animated series.
Wait, but that may be the one I'm talking about. It was like in the 90s?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Early 90s.
Yeah, and everything, and that was like, I think that was on the cusp of where they started to draw these very edgy, very dark lines.
Exactly, that was one of the...
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I like it, because they took Batman, which is a perfect story arc for that type of animation, and they moved it into children's animation with these very simplified lines and, you know, very dark,
so
very
great.
Heavy.
The voice acting was amazing. I used to get goosebumps at like half the friggin' episodes dealing with Bruce Wayne's parents getting dusted and crap like that. It's so good.
So, and I know a lot of people will say the animation wasn't that good.
I wouldn't cry when Launchpad McQuack totaled one of the helicopters or something like that, but...
Yeah, you kind of expect that.
Yeah. Poor Bruce,
remember
man.
The Launchpad.
Poor Bruce. Launchpad.
Oh, what was the other Disney one? There was another Disney one with Baloo. But
Tailspin.
It was like 40s. Tailspin, thank
Tailspin.
You.
And Shere Khan. And
yeah, it was Kit. all the Jungle Book characters,
little,
but in 1940s America.
It was weird.
Yeah, but the Batman ones were, I thought, you know, for all the flaws in the art, really a new direction.
I didn't find any flaws. I loved that.
Well,
to make it darker, they drew it on black paper.
This isn't your career.
I know, but to me it looked awesome. That's all I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a very different thing for them to do, and I thought that was brilliant. And then I thought it was overdone, because now there's too many cartoons like that, because they moved into Teen Titans, and then they moved into, like, I think Ben 10 is in that style. It's moving there. And you had a few in the 90s,
like,
Dexter's Laboratory.
How many cartoons now rip off the Ren and Stimpy looking vibe?
Right, exactly. But Ren and Stimpy was the first one to do that.
Yeah.
And then you have... what were the other ones from the 90s? There were some awesome ones from the 90s with a great animation, different looks. Totally blanking on this.
Doug had a weird look to it. We can get to that one later.
No.
Another day.
No, I don't even remember Doug.
Doug and Rugrats.
Oh, Dexter's Laboratory and Powerpuff Girls. Very different
looks. Yeah. To me, that's all Cartoon Network crap, but I was never into that scene.
I wasn't that into them, and I know it was on purpose. They were trying to achieve something new with the cartoons. But still, it was a start. Now, how many things are animated like Dexter now? It's annoying. It's annoying. But when that first one came out, that was new, and I enjoyed it.
I'll give you that.
It's like, so just try something new. And I actually think they should go back to the old 70s style of crooked eyes. So when the women's eyes all tilt in to make them look prettier and more cat-like. Mm. And then when they look to the side, like one eye is here and one eye is up here. Just look at an old Scooby-Doo with Daphne. You totally see it. Yeah.
Well, Kate, we have to get out of here because once the automation's playing, I am on a mad scavenger hunt for
debt too.
Thank you for today. That was fun as hell, actually.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm glad you are as much a cartoon monkey as me, because if you weren't, that segment would have been 10 minutes.
Oh my gosh, I love cartoons.
Oh God.
They're awesome. It's my whole childhood.
Well done. If anyone wants to get a hold of a Kate?
Hey, I got two things to say.
Sure.
I got two things to say. Next Wednesday night, Velvet Lounge, 9 p.m., Aubrio. Next Friday, if you're not going to Nickster's show in Long Island.
Long Island.
If you happen to be in the D.C. area, I'll be at Electric Maid, Tacoma Park, 9 p.m.
Okay. Tweet that to me, and I will tweet it out everywhere. And you will get ones and twos of people there based on that tweet.
No, I'll get ones and twos of people who read it.
Yes.
And zeros of people there.
Oh, Miss Accurate. You are correct. Kate, I guess we'll be seeing each other next week. Fingers crossed.
Sure, maybe.
Cool.
We'll see.
That's the kind of conviction I like in a co-host. If you want to get a hold of me, John Papa Giorgio, on Twitter, I am at Papa's Basement. Again, the show website, inpapasbasement.com. We're going to be live again next Saturday. What? I like a dramatic pause. It wasn't me, like, just brain farting.
I thought you were giving me a dirty look because I was cracking my knuckles.
Oh, no. I don't give a crap. Like, I mean, it's picking up, but you were doing it at the beginning of the show, too. We're all used to it by now.
Oh, here. I'll need this going
out.
Oh,
the gypsy
symmetry.
Rings. Yeah.
Symmetry.
So next week, again, live at fcac.org/WEBR.
Radio Fairfax.
Till then.
Try new sounds.
We are out of there.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.